swing on down to Ricky's place, where the girls are refined and the men have good taste. A subtle joke, a touch of class, poured in a tall martini glass. Let's swing on down to Ricky's, down to Ricky's place.
Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty, here as usual with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond. And that was our new theme song.
Maybe
it was our theme song.
She likes it, so there's three. But what we'll do is we'll have, if you our listeners maybe could write in and let us know what they think of it. We'll have like a vote. All five of you can write in and see and let us know what you think of it. If enough people like it, that'll be our theme song.
There you go. So that will
vote for it.
Apathy also votes was a no vote. If you don't vote at all, it's a no.
And
vote.
That was submitted by Bob and Carl. So thanks, Bob and Carl, for the submission. And it's not
like I told Jerry when I heard it. I said, this is perfect because it sounds like an 80s spin-off sitcom that lasts one season. It's so perfect for our show. It's like a Friends spinoff or one of the Seinfeld cast members with their own show. We're just for the summer. Anyway,
well, so that's our theme song. So, yeah, we got a theme song. That's awesome. And today we are going to talk about comebacks. People that have come back either from
George Foreman.
Career suicide. George Foreman would be an excellent one who came back and not only beat, but he came out with the George Foreman grill, but he also beat up along the way, beat up
in between the grill. In between grilling.
Michael Spinks.
In between grilling, he almost beat Evander Holyfield.
Almost.
But he actually did win the title from Michael Moore in, what year was it? It was in the 90s, I think.
Yeah.
He knocked him out.
But after being humiliated by Muhammad Ali
in
Zaire.
74, yeah.
And, So whether people that came back from career suicide like Charlie Sheen, which we watched.
He's come back yet, though.
No, he hasn't come
he's
back.
He's still on the suicide.
I think he'll come back.
Side.
People are so forgiving.
Yeah.
People are so forgiving. And I think he will come back and will be
guest at the Collector's Show.
No, that
doesn't count as a comeback.
Yeah, it doesn't count as a comeback.
Being at the Collector's Show does not count.
That's true.
Charging $20 for your autograph or a picture does not count as a comeback.
Winning, yeah. So people that come back from either drugs, alcohol, career suicide, or whatever.
Or just oversleeping.
Yeah. So we'll start ladies first, Amanda.
Mm. I will pick one of my favorites just because I've happened to have met him before. I'll go with Robert Downey.
Robert Downey Jr.
An amazing actor. He had all those problems with drugs and everything else. And he's completely clean now. You know, it's like he's picked himself up. His career is going wonderfully. He's in all these films now. You know, he has a wife. Now he's a baby on the way. And his life's going pretty good.
So yeah.
From where he was to where he is, it's, pretty miraculous.
Did you ever see Chaplin?
I did not. I heard he was fantastic in it.
He was fantastic in it, but he did an article where he explained how high he was during the filming of all those things, and says he was totally wasted during Chaplin, and he was incredible in that. And that's in the background. Rick is playing at the Martini Bar. Little Frank Sinatra, That's Life.
F-16 on the jukebox.
That's Life. So,
that's Life, yeah.
A little bit of F-16. Of that. So,
I put the dime right in there.
But Robert Downey Jr., a little seldom-known thing, and this could be a comeback person, is he was Mel Gibson actually helped him out as he was on like the end of his career, and I think it was Operation Dumbo Drop is where he was, Mel Gibson and him were both in it, and he actually, Mel Gibson, they wanted to fire Robert Downey Jr. for the insurance, and Mel Gibson paid for the insurance.
Wow.
Really?
So, and now How Things Turn. Now, Mel Gibson is the one that probably can't get...
Well, they can do Dumbo Drop 2 and bring him back.
Return the favor.
And, yeah. But the movie that really brought Robert Downey Jr. back, Iron Man.
And that he was doing smaller roles before that.
Yeah.
And but really good, like yeah. supporting parts was really, really good. So there, he was kind of eased his way back.
But when he came back as Tony Stark, that's when he ballooned up and went huge. And
now
we were
gigantic.
At D23 for Disney, and they had the panel of all the films coming out, and then Marvel had this big thing for Avengers, and they brought out all the cast, and the person that got the biggest, like, whoa, crazy, going insane people was Robert Downey.
Wow.
Like Scarlett Johansson came out, Chris Hemsworth, and they're like, yay, yay, Robert Downey. Like, people, like, stood up and cheered, and
yeah.
it's like, wow, okay.
That's cool.
And, I met him, too, and it's time for my name dropping, at the Vanity Fair party, where I served him an In-N-Out burger, and he was really nice.
it was one or two burgers.
This is what he said. This is actually why he was filming Iron Man 2, I think, and he came and he said, you are so evil. Give me one of those, and then meet me behind the bar, and I want another one in about 15 minutes. And he had two In-N-Out burgers. And
I met him. With you.
Yeah,
at Sundance.
Sundance.
He was there and just walked up and
yeah.
looked great.
Just told him I'd like to
love
this.
Big fluffy fur coat on.
Another role, and Sherlock Holmes he's great in. And
never mind that that's a whole podcast about Sherlock
Holmes. But Tropic Thunder,
he was good in that.
Fantastic in that.
He's great
in that.
And he was as the, what's the, I shouldn't bring up movies that I can't think of the name right off the top of my head. The one with the, Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis where they're, he plays the report with their Natural Born Killers.
Oh,
he's the reporter.
Oh, he is. Oh,
in that.
Okay.
He's great in
that.
That.
Wow.
Too.
Okay.
But just great in so many movies. Okay, Rick, time for yours.
I have a couple.
Bring them on.
They're not even like old guys.
Yeah.
For a change.
Oh, that's good.
How about that? Jackie Earl, is it Haley?
Jackie Earl Haley.
He was a little kid in Bad News Bears. He was
Kelly Leak.
Breaking Away. He's a little guy. A little guy. Short, I should say, not little. And he's always been a real good actor, and he played, you know, kids, you know, young guys, and then he kind of just disappeared. And,
right.
And I think he just couldn't get roles anymore because people kept thinking of him as whatever. And then his big comeback was Little Children, where he played the sex offender.
Right.
And he was amazing in that. Amazing in that. And he got nominated for an Oscar.
Wow.
So,
I do. He was great
as Rorschach in Watchmen.
This guy could not get arrested. He could not get a job. He's told the story. He says, I just couldn't get parts.
I heard in Breaking Away when he got that job, when he got Breaking Away, he actually was delivering pizzas. He was a pizza guy.
Really?
He wasn't that good looking of a guy.
No,
he's not like a matinee idol type.
And he had done the, he'd done the Bad News Bears, and that was about it. And then he was done. So, so that was it. So Jackie Earl Haley of the great Bad News Bears, which I hated the new Bad News Bears. Did I tell you why?
Everybody hated it.
I wouldn't say it.
Yeah, good move. He doesn't drink.
Yeah, the whole point.
My favorite thing is Walter Matthau he drinks beer
during the game,
but then he puts like whiskey in the beer,
yeah.
kind of like hiding it. But then just in the open, he's drinking.
Beer is okay in the dugout, as long as it doesn't have, you know, as long as it's not whiskey.
And then he gives all the kids beer.
Yeah,
and it's like, but in the new one, he doesn't drink at
Billy
Bob Thornton doesn't drink at all. And then the other thing was. That Tanner kid made all these racist comments, which they couldn't do again. And so that was out of it. So it was like, he's not that bad of a kid.
Gone back to the 50s or something.
It's like, he's not that bad. There's like no drinking. It's like, he's not that bad of a coach and not that bad of a kid, really.
Right. No,
and it was just not as funny.
It wasn't the same movie.
Not as funny. So you had another one?
The other one I have is kind of an obvious one, is Mickey Rourke.
Ah.
Who I think his first movie of any prominence is one of our favorite movies, which is Diner.
Diner, awesome.
Diner was like the first movie for a whole bunch of guys who became huge stars.
If you have not seen Mickey Rourke, because people see Mickey Rourke now and they're like, that guy's gross. I mean, see him in Diner,
very handsome guy.
Gangs of New York, just really good looking guy, yeah. And he just...
And great actor.
And great actor.
He's a great actor. And he's a cool guy. We met him at the Oscars. He's a nice guy. But anyway, yeah, that could not get a job for anything. I mean, he's a troubled guy. He basically kind of threw his career away. He did drugs. He wanted to become a boxer. He quit acting and become a boxer.
Right.
He's gotten all messed up.
But I think he had plastic surgery, too.
Yeah.
So, and he doesn't really look the same. He does a little bit in the eyes, but not... But anyway, but he came back and did, you know, The Wrestler, and he's back. He's back.
Yeah.
And he's a, you know, it's funny how talent seems to eclipse bad luck.
Right.
It's like, if you're really good and you keep at it, you're going to get another shot, probably, yeah. Unless you're a complete train wreck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's like, the talent just doesn't leave you, you know? Yeah. And it's cool.
And that Wrestler was like the perfect movie
for him.
I mean, that's
perfect.
Getting the right comeback vehicle is like
half the battle. And we saw him at the Oscars and said, "Oh, you were fantastic! Thank you, baby."
And he was.
He said to me,
and he was. Speaking of two comebacks coming together, Robert Downey Jr. and
Iron Man 2,
yeah. And they were together.
Stories on the set between.
And I will repeat my story. Or I don't know if I told this on here before. Is that Mickey Rourke used to be Jay Leno's neighbor in his gated community, mm-hmm. and Leno says that his brother, Mickey Rourke's brother, lived with Mickey Rourke, uh-huh. And he's like, "You think Mickey Rourke is a screw up?" And it's like, uh-huh. There was like cars parked on the lawn,
oh,
parties till
so
4 in the morning. He's like, he's a really nice guy, but boy, were we glad when he when he got kicked out of the, when he lost his house, we were like so happy. He was like, the neighbor would get a big sigh of relief, uh-huh. That it's like he's gone. It's like no more 3 in the morning parties anymore.
Wow.
Any others?
Let's see.
I was still on Mickey Rourke. I know that for Iron Man 2, he wouldn't even read like the whole script. He just read his lines to show it up. Like, oh, do you know what this movie's about? Nah, I guess read my script. And I
for that script, that's probably enough.
There's probably bands.
He didn't really care.
Bands who've made a comeback.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you my two.
That was a good comeback. Yeah,
that was a good comeback.
They were gone for a few years and came back and had a couple hits. Yeah.
I'm going to give you my two, and I'm changing them while we go. Is I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
Like Rick gave two. So I'm going to give John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that's a great one.
It was a good comeback. That's and he great, was great one, he yeah. was kind of around, but that like relaunched him as like a major, major star. And he rode that for a while. And my second one is somebody that I love this guy so much. I wish he made a comeback, but then really didn't do anything after he made it. Would be Burt Reynolds in Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, he made that comeback and was great in that role, and then really didn't do anything after it.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't capitalize on it. Or somebody did, his agent didn't capitalize on it.
Right. And
that was a good one. Yeah, that's a good comeback.
And he did.
He was a big star.
I heard an interview with him. And you never
he's
know.
Sex icon for women.
Yeah.
For years.
Like, he was like the. What was the magazine? He was Playgirl.
Playgirl, yeah.
He was naked in Playgirl.
No, it was Cosmopolitan.
Oh, Cosmopolitan, right.
Cosmo, really?
Yeah.
He was naked, technically, but he had, like, a towel over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he was, that's any of the cigar. And
he is, like, the you know, just one of my favorite guys is just being, like, a actor. He owned the, USFL team? Tampa Bay Bandits?
Yeah.
That's after right. Smokey and the Bandit, and he was a football player, and just like a real...
He unfortunately didn't make a lot of good movies when he was really popular. Like, he kept doing Smokey and the Bandit type thing.
Yeah.
Stoker
Ace. He got wrapped up with Dom DeLuise, and he had to put...
He just wanted to make silly movies with his buddies, and the same director... I forget the...
Really?
Who was the guy who directed those movies? I forget his name.
He was kicking himself.
Hal Needham.
He did Hooper.
They just kept doing these movies, the same guys, just to have fun.
Right.
You know, and it's like, that. Eventually the public said, these aren't very good movies, are they?
And he wrote the television show, or he produced it or created it, Win, Lose, or Draw, I remember.
Did he really?
Yeah,
remember that.
It was his show.
Wow.
Dated Dinah Shore for a long time.
That was cool. That's when he was really big, and she had her talk show in the 70s.
Yeah, and he was probably 40. Maybe, and she was 60.
I guarantee he wasn't 40.
You think he was younger than 40?
Yeah. She might have been 60. She might have been in her 50s.
Yeah.
There's like 15, 20 years difference. Mm. It was a cool couple. I mean, it was cool.
Yeah.
And Dennis Schroeder was really cool. Yeah, I remember that.
And then, but he was so good in that role of in Boogie Nights, and he just kind of stopped. And I had saw an interview with him that his people thought, and I, gosh, I wish I could think of, he was in a movie where he was a cop, and he got hit in the face with Clint Eastwood. Him and Clint Eastwood were in the same movie and broke his jaw, and he had to have, like, they messed up the surgery, and he had, like, 3 or 4 surgeries, and people thought he had AIDS because he had lost so much weight.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
But his jaw was wired for, like, 2 years straight, and he could only drink liquids, and that's when he was on Evening Shade and the TV show, and people thought he had AIDS, and there were all these rumors, and he just kind of dropped out of sight, and then he came back in that one. So,
can we have a list? This would take too long to have a list of people we wish would go away
that would not come back,
and not even
that's
a whole nother.
It's a whole nother list
more than the 10 minutes,
and with the whole cast of Jersey Shore to start, and
pretty much any show on MTV.
We'll go on all the networks.
But I would say that, Rick, you got to include Brian Wilson on that list of comebacks.
Brian Wilson's the ultimate comeback.
I mean, he almost came back from
the dead. He came back from huge, major health and drug and mental problems.
Right.
He's still making music. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Right.
He came back in 1988 with a solo album, which is a really, really good album. He's with Landy at that point. Gene Landy, his psychiatrist at the time. He went through some rough times after that a little bit, but he's back. He did that Lucky Old Sun.
Yeah.
And Smile. He finished Smile, you know. So, and he's still touring. He just did the Gershwin album, and now he's doing a Disney album. And
cool.
He's on tour in Europe, and he's doing great. He's really happy.
Good.
That's an ultimate. Because the Beach Boys, he was a disaster.
Cool.
He just completely dropped out. But anyway, yeah, that's a great comeback story.
And let's take a vote on this comeback, because it's coming up here. Muppets. How's that comeback going to be? Are they going to...
Great.
You think it's good? I do, too.
It's going to be awesome.
They are hyping.
I can say that I've seen the movie. I can't say anything about
it.
It's fantastic.
Good to hear.
The first time a pair of socks.
Yeah.
It's made by true believers and fans of the franchise, and they really...
It was always good. I mean, those movies, all those Muppet movies were really good. I mean, they really were. I mean, just tons of cameos. Okay, that one. but it was. It'll be interesting to see. I'm very anxious to see if they can keep the.
It'll be Muppets.
I hate to say edginess.
I'm really excited to see how this movie's going to do. I'm really hopeful.
They made puppets cool.
They absolutely did.
Right.
First time ever.
Right. It's like they weren't just like puppets for kids.
Jim Henson made puppets cool.
No, yeah. they were,
it was Jim Henson's birthday.
They started.
Oh, it was Jim Henson's
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday to Jim Henson.
Happy birthday.
Toast to Jim
Cheers.
Henson.
To
the
Jim
memory
Henson.
Of Jim Henson.
Cheers.
We never cheered at the beginning.
Oh. See, I was all confused with the new theme song.
Yeah, that's all right. Threw us off our timing. But Jim Henson, the Muppets premiere started on the Ed Sullivan Show. They weren't for kids. They were a fun, cool hit.
Yeah, they're cool.
Real funny bit on the
Long
Ed Sullivan
hair,
show.
Beard, Jim Henson.
Weird stuff. And then... Sesame Muppet Street show. And the rest is history. Sesame Street was first.
Cool.
Anyway,
so, yeah, I think it's going to be
great.
That's
a great comeback.
I was getting my coffee at Starbucks, and they have a Muppets album in Starbucks. So I think that's a sign.
That green album out.
That's a sign.
Yeah.
That's definitely a sign. And Frank Sinatra actually did a duet with Kermit.
Mm-hmm.
It's Not Easy Being Green, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Frank did the...
That's one of the few people he actually did the same place as him. Because he did like 2 duet albums. And the guys...
And
the people he sang with weren't even the same.
And I'm betting he nailed Miss Piggy and then left. And that was it. It's probably...
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was Italian, not Jewish. Pork is okay. Pork is fine.
So,
indeed.
That's a good note to go out on, I think.
Good note to get canceled on, probably.
Yeah. So, anyway, thank you. Don't forget to support our sponsors,
please.
Which is Pork, the other white meat, And also,
there you go.
And
it's a bumper sticker.
And PB Imaging, go to our website and you can visit www.mccartymetro.com for free.
Oh, this free thing.
And we're going to have a pretty interesting, exciting thing to tell you next podcast.
Yeah.
So,
so stay tuned.
But yeah, stay tuned. You want to come back next week and hear about that. And also, www.mccartymetro.com. Download this podcast, and we will see you next week.
Yeah.
Cheers, everybody.
To everybody.
Au revoir.